Jones nervous at all before that game?
Not at all. You know, I mean, he was basically, I guess you can say in a lot of ways, you know, coming home. He had a lot of people at the game. You know, he was in a good spot, and, you know, I just told him, you know, I told all the guys just, you know, go out there and just have some fun. You know, play just like you're playing a college football game. So he was pretty loose, and I think the vets on the team did a good job, you know, just reinforcing to him, you know, hey, just go out there and play football.
Opportunities coming as you were watching tape during the week, or could you tell once you saw what Dallas was playing against you that there might be some opportunities for you?
Well, I mean, I think the biggest thing is like I told him and I tell the other guys is you just got the way to have success in this league is that, you know, you got to be decisive, you know, in your decisions, get vertical upfield and run with great pad level. And then from there, it's just all about your instincts. You know, I think probably the biggest thing we felt like if, you know, we put a hat on a hat, you know, there would be some creases to hit. But, you know, you got to make sure that you put yourself in position to take advantage of them. And I think that's what he did.
On the touchdown run up the middle, it looked like there was a hole right in front of him. But then he cuts and goes behind that block and then behind.
That was just a really good instinctive run, I think, more than anything. I think looking at it, you know, he saw, you know, Balaga's, you know, starting to pin his guy down as he, and it gets back to what I talked about. When you make a cut, get vertical first upfield, then when you see things happening, go ahead and make your cut. And you can see that last cut that he made, which was real sharp, bam, he got vertical right upfield and split the defense and scored. So it's kind of a, each guy has their ability, but we always try to teach a certain running pattern to have success.
The 22-yard run in the third quarter, I mean, there was a lot of room there on the right side, but did he have to see that? I mean, because I think he go left at first?
And then the play was designed. You know, it's designed to go to the left. But what you try to create is you want to give the illusion, but when he's taking his reads on a play, if the defense starts to cross with what we call his aim point, as he's pressing it, it kind of forces the defense to commit themselves. And then, I mean, just through his vision, you know, he saw that, you know, they were out running where his aim point's going. He put his foot in the ground and got upfield.
Yeah, I guess the reason I asked is that unusual that a rookie would see that, or is that fairly normal?
Well, it's part of that's the cut that we would hope that would happen if they overplay or if they flow hard across. I mean, the play is actually it's designed more so to make that same cut, but to make it to the front side of the center. So it's rare that it gets cut all the way back. But if a defense is going to turn and run like that, then, hey, you got to have the peripherals to see it, and which he does, and he took advantage of it. It was a good instinctive run. He's a very efficient runner. That's probably the biggest thing to say about him.
You were really honest with us a couple of weeks ago. I mean, Ty was playing 90% of the snaps. You said, I got to get the other guys in there. Were you itching to get him an opportunity? I mean, obviously, circumstances are what led to him getting this opportunity. Mm-hmm. But were you kind of, as his coach, knowing what you've seen, we're not in there for 11-on-11 in practice. Were you kind of itching to get him in there, and then obviously this opportunity came? Or
to a degree, you know, it's just like I, you know, you're always even itching to get Jamal, you know, more reps than he has played. But, you know, sometimes, like you just mentioned, sometimes circumstances can prevent that, you know, from happening. I mean, we're hoping to get, you know, Mays in the game early in that game. But as you saw, we only had three possessions in the first half. So that kind of, you know, dismissed us having the opportunity to do that. You know, and I always just told the guys, you always got to prepare like you're going to play because you never know what's going to happen in the game. We saw what happened in the Chicago game. So once that happened, he was out in the field, just gave us the ability to see that, hey, with how efficient this guy is, you know, he definitely should and could play more.
Jones' ability to cut and then go without seemingly losing any speed, is that a pretty rare thing, you think?
That's pretty – what was your question? Is that a pretty –
rare trait?
I don't want to say it's a rare trait, but it's very beneficial, you know, because I know I've been around guys that had that same type of ability where they don't have to slow down. And part of it is you got to be a really good instinctive runner. So that way you don't have to wait for things to slow down and happen before you, you know, put your foot in the ground. And it is in this, to me, in this league, I guess you can say even in college, it is a great trait to have, you know, because now, because the holes open and close so much faster at this level. So that way, when you are running with the ball, you stick your foot in the ground, you're making a cut. If you can keep that same speed to get through the hole before it closes or before the defense converges on you, I mean, this is definitely beneficial. And that's what's helped him in that last game.
Did he have to do much pass protection in the game? They did not blitz a ton.
I think there was two times that he had to block guys in protection, which he held his own. He did pretty good. But most of his, I guess you can say, confrontations with defenders from a protection standpoint came when he was helping out, when we had him assigned to help out, you know, a lineman, or if he was chipping off, or as he was releasing, you know, the opposite color jersey showed up.
Can Ty play effectively, do you think?
I think based on what we've seen in practice, you know, I think he can. You know, it's and he hasn't, you know, obviously taken a hit, but the way they have equipment, you know, set up now, I mean, they can, I guess, basically absorb any type of impact. But based on what he's done the last 2 days, I mean, I would say that, you know, he's moving around at least enough that it seems like he can play. But once again, that's without, you know, taking any hits, you know, to make that call.
Have you ever worn one of those flak jackets and, like, I mean, what can you hit them with and still not?
I have not worn one of those. But I guess the trainers say that, I mean, you can put them on and you know, you can take a hammer, not full speed, but you can take a hammer and bang away at it, and I guess it just absorbs the impact of it. So it should be a really good device to keep you secure if helmets, you know, are coming at you. I mean, I know it's way better than what we used back when I played. So,
which was?
It's just that little pad that you have, that used to have the old school arm pads. We used to wear those things, and it was, I mean, it helped, but it's nothing like what they have today.